Well, I was self-prescribed and off the rails, making funny faces at all the cattails. Hell, I was looking for anybody I could talk to.
That is the Milwaukee band Listening Party, which could be one of the hardest working bands in Wisconsin, taking the stage at about 120 shows a year.
The band is set to release its fifth album this month called High and Low. The Americana act recently shuffled its lineup by bringing in three new Wisconsin musicians on upright bass, guitar, and drums.
But the core of the group remains Jacob Wood, who plays several instruments, and Weston Mueller on guitar and vocals. I caught up with them to learn more about their new songs and where they see the highs and lows in life. Jacob, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And Weston, welcome to you.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having us.
Weston, you write the group's lyrics. The title of this album is High and Low. What highs and lows are you trying to touch on with this collection of songs?
Yeah, it's a great question. We kind of came up with that name to just describe our overall sense of putting an album together and promoting and writing, and it's just a never-ending process of the highs and the lows, and you feel great at moments, and then it feels not so great at moments. So to put an album out is definitely the high part of that, and all the things you go through before that to make it a reality can weigh on you a little bit. And more specifically, since COVID, we've had to shift our lineup a little bit and figure out our new way of doing things. So it's just kind of a struggle that we put on an album since then. But this is kind of our rebirth after that, kind of coming out with a bigger lineup and a different sound. So ultimately ending on a high note, I'd say.
What has challenged you most as a musician over the last few years and through this journey?
Yeah, it's trying to keep up with the landscape now of live events and everything, and then also trying to keep up with the digital age of things to try and stay relevant on there and to try and contribute as much as possible to keep our music circulating out there. So it's definitely something that we constantly have to work on. And yep.
Jacob, you know, Listening Party plays something like 120 gigs a year. How do you find balance between life on the road and setting up on stage and staying grounded and creative?
Balance is a really funny word when you weigh it against the 120 gigs. But all seriousness, it helps when you're playing music with your friends. We all genuinely like each other and enjoy spending time with each other. So that makes kind of those arduous road trips seem a little less difficult. When you get on stage, you're just having fun with your buds. And I think that's like the most important thing. It doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job. We have the opportunity to get a hangout on stage together, which is pretty priceless.
Well, let's dig into this new album and listen to KK River Blues.
KK River Blues. Oh!
Jacob, your harmonica playing, it shines through on this song. Who has influenced your harmonica playing?
Oh, boy. The list goes ever on and on. But, I mean, growing up, I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and Tom Petty. So that kind of introduced me to the instrument. And then my father-in-law actually got me listening to some Sonny Boy Williams and some, like, really old-school blues players. And that influenced, like, a different kind of style of harp playing and a different genre that I hadn't really gotten the chance to listen to or attempt. So that's kind of a nod to those old school blues players in KK River there.
Mm. Weston, I understand that KK River Blues is about someone you met who was living in a van along the Milwaukee River. Is that right?
Partially true. The joking comparison was kind of made to the old Chris Farley Saturday Night Live thing, living in a van down by a river. Not
okay.
As exact as that, but it was a guy who had kind of given up on trying to fit into society and stuff. And I was with some buddies in college, and we were walking down, it was the Milwaukee River, and it wasn't actually the KK River, but it sounded better in the song. But we were walking down the Milwaukee River, and we'd heard of this guy who lived down there and was kind of just doing his own thing, and I thought it was more, it was kind of just like a legend that we had heard from one of our buddies. And then we went down there late at night, and there he was, and we met him and his dog, and he was a very interesting fella. So that kind of just inspired that. I was taking a bike ride along the KK River and started to think about that moment and kind of just started riffing with that in my head and thought that was a really fun story and can relate to it in some senses of feeling the frustrations of trying to keep up with everything and just feeling like it's never enough and just, well, screw it, I'm going to go live down by the river. So,
Jacob, you know, the band grew to 5 members for this album. Does your background as a music educator help you incorporate new musicians into the mix?
I don't know that it helps me incorporate new musicians, but one of the things it has helped is just kind of letting the guys do what they're doing, letting them kind of take over more of a prominent role and maybe sit back and play more ornamentally or less core and let these guys do what they're doing best. And yeah.
I can speak for him a little bit too. He's being a little modest. Whenever we've brought new musicians on board, he'll write out chord charts and sheet music for them if they read music like that and stuff too. So he does have a great effect of when we bring on people on board to making them ease into it and stuff too. Little props for him there.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Weston, you've touched on the problem of addiction in early work and again on this album. How has this issue affected your life?
Yeah, it's all around us, especially in Wisconsin with alcohol, and it's just a culture that we all grew up in, not to, you know, put it on anything, but it's become a very social thing and stuff. So my friends, my family, some people I've worked with and stuff, it's been very close. So it's been something that's had a huge effect in my life. And then also obviously dealing with my own stuff that I have to sort out in my head every day. So it's something that's at the front of my mind always, and it's definitely present in the songs, as you're saying. It's something that I feel like is enough of a presence that I need to speak about it, and just kind of shifted the perspective on the partying and, you know, everybody can have their own good time and it, being responsible and stuff. But there comes a time, especially we're almost into our 40s here now, where the party must end a little bit. So that's kind of the phase of the life I'm at right now.
Hmm. Jacob, substance abuse, it can be certainly for musicians an occupational hazard who perform in it, around it. Has your approach to touring changed at all over the years?
To kind of riff off what Weston's saying too, you know, when you're in your early 20s, you know, you're playing shows for a bar tab and, you know, you're out there just having fun, having a few drinks. And then, you know, the older you get, you're a little less worried about what you're imbibing or that atmosphere, and you're more kind of worried about your future and savings and body health, mental health, and all that kind of plays into that substance abuse, alcohol abuse. So it looks a lot different, like you said, closer to 40 than it did in the mid 20s. But I mean, that's an evolution that I think has also kind of come through in the music and the songwriting, and it's just kind of ever present.
Let's sample another song from the new album, and this track is called Hills and Valleys.
Lost in the dark of the night, it's a possum and a coyote night. Their red eyes wondering what the hell I'm doing. I ain't looking for trouble tonight.
Okay, Weston, a possum in there and in an unlikely friendship with your cat or something?
Yes, I tell this story sometimes on stage before we play it, and I feel like I ruin it for the crowd every time, but at the sake of doing that, at the risk of doing that, I'll say it again. It's a song about lost love, and that's kind of what it evolved into, and getting back to something and pining for it and doing whatever it takes to get home, and that's kind of the root of the song, what it turned into. The way it started was I still have a cat, who was hybrid kind of thing where he'd be outdoor and indoor.
Mm-hmm.
So he would come up to our porch when he was ready to come in and this floodlight would go off. So that's where that opening verse came. That kind of ran with it the whole song, where my cat came up the porch, the floodlight went on, and he was with a possum. And I was terrified because I thought that the possum was like following him and they were going to be fighting. But turns out they were just kind of buddies walking around together. So it was definitely a scene to behold there. So I was inspired immediately after the laughter subsided. And then it was kind of a stream of conscious song. I was sitting out on that same porch and hearing church bells ringing when I was sitting at night. So it kind of just, lyrics started to kind of fall in place. And it kind of took the evolution of a pining for love song. But I suppose started off with, an unlikely friendship with my cat in the neighborhood possum.
I can just imagine you telling that story on stage. Well, Jacob and Weston, thank you so much for sharing your music. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for your time today, y'all. This has been a lot of fun.
Means the world that you had us on. Thank you so much, Kate.
Jacob Wood and Weston Mueller. They are the co-founders of the Milwaukee band Listening Party, and the group's new album, High and Low, will be released on February 19th. Their upcoming shows include stops in Milwaukee, Madison, and Suamico.